Probe is why he did not tell top lawmakers before the Saturday raid on Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. AP Sagar Magani has more.
They will be building a very powerful case against the president for obstruction, an article of impeachment based on obstruction.
Here is Sagar Magani.
The president did give a heads up to Russia and other nations with forces in the region, but kept Congress's leaders in the dark.
I think Adam Schiff is the biggest leaker in Washington.
Schiff also chairs the House Intelligence Committee, which is playing a central role in the impeachment probe. Speaking to reporters this morning, Schiff did not mention the operation, but did knock the White House for trying to keep another witness from testifying in the probe.
We go forward. Now armed with additional evidence of obstruction.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A former deputy to former National Security Advisor John Bolton, Charles Kupperman, refused to testify Monday in the ongoing Democratic-led impeachment inquiry of President Trump. He was subpoenaed by Democratic lawmakers in the House of Representatives. When the White House ordered Kupperman to ignore the House subpoena, he filed a lawsuit Friday asking a judge to decide whose demand he should honor. He's waiting for the court's ruling. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff tells reporters that Democrats will not let the White House continue blocking testimony.
We go forward, now armed with additional evidence of obstruction, as well as additional inferences that can be drawn that this witness's testimony would further incriminate the President of the United States.
President Trump says he expects to sign a significant part of the trade deal with China ahead of schedule, but he did not elaborate on the timing. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin pledged Monday to increase sanctions against Iran, saying the Trump administration's maximum pressure campaign is halting alleged Iranian aggression in the Middle East. The European Union agreed to a three-month extension to Brexit on Monday. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
With just 3 days until the United Kingdom is due to leave the European Union, and the EU has agreed to delay Brexit for another 3 months. President of the EU Council, Donald Tusk, announced a flextension, or flexible extension, on Monday, which means Britain could leave earlier than January the 31st, 2020, if its fractious parliament ratifies a divorce deal. This third Brexit postponement also comes with conditions, including a refusal to renegotiate the withdrawal agreement and a green light for the EU's members to meet without Britain to discuss the bloc's future.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. The driver of a truck in which 39 people were found dead appeared in a British court via video link Monday. He is charged with manslaughter and people trafficking charges. The discovery of the bodies is shining a spotlight on the illicit global trade in people, which sends the world's poor on perilous journeys to the West. Argentina's conservative president, Mauricio Macri, is out after the Peronists declared victory on Sunday. Alberto Fernandez won the election outright. Reuters' Joe Davies reports.
A victory for the left in Argentina as the Peronists swept back into power on Sunday. Raucous crowds greeted the winner, Alberto Fernandez, at election headquarters after he triumphed over conservative president Mauricio Macri. Fernandez has his work cut out for him and his running mate Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner. Argentina has been in the grip of a recession, with annual inflation above 50%, job numbers down, and poverty sharply up. Fernandez will now take over negotiations with creditors, including the IMF, about restructuring more than $100 billion of sovereign debt. He'll start his new job in December.
That's Reuters' Joe Davies. At least two anti-government protesters were killed and 105 were wounded in clashes with security forces in central Baghdad on Monday. Reuters' Matthew Laritonda reports.
Iraq's military has reinstated a nightly curfew in that country until further notice in an effort to stave off anti-government protests that returned over the weekend with renewed ferocity. The death toll for the month of October stands at about 230 or more. One man said this isn't a protest. It's a revolution. The protests had calmed for about 2 weeks. It began as cries against high unemployment and lack of progress in the country, but as the anger grew, so did its focus. Particular anger is given to politicians seen as pawns in the power play between the United States and Iran.
And from Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
It's VOA with all the latest hits right here on VOA 1.